Well, good morning, everyone out there in YouTube land. I don't know who's going to be on here because my channel gets so censored, I should say, that you never know who's going to be on here. But anyway, I figured I'd just comment quickly on this article that I just saw that's supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, right? And I'm sure I'll probably get stinking kicked off for it too. Who knows, right? Anyway, if anybody even comes on here to see this video, because for some reason, every time I do a video, I get censored. So, and I either get kicked off. In fact, let me look at this here real quick and see. Let's see here. Let me look at something. Not that. Let's see. Let's see. So that's all on there. Should be anyway. So we'll see what happens here. It says nobody's on, which, you know, because nobody ever listens to these, right? That doesn't ever happen. Except it always makes them mad, and they always seem to cut me off. So we'll see what happens here. I might have to reboot this, but we'll see if it's even working right. Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't want to even work right. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Let's see. Maybe I can. Let's see here. All right. Whatever. That doesn't want to go off the screen for some reason. I don't know what the deal is. Okay, anyway, so I'll look at my face like twice here. It's interesting to me, though, that how tongue-in-cheek videos don't get from gay men's choirs don't seem to get cut off, right? But pastors get cut off when they tell the truth about things or they give their opinion about things. They get cut off, right? But tongue-in-cheek sodomite or homosexual things, they don't get cut off, do they? Huh. Wonder why that is. Weird. So it's like, so YouTube's programmers, YouTube's little cops they have on there, they know how to detect that, but they can't detect the truth of the things that I'm saying. Interesting. Interesting how that works, huh? Whatever. Anyway, so I decided to do this truck talk because I saw that. How's the title of it's "We're Coming for Your Children." Well, there we go. Got rid of that. Wow, that was annoying. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? How they can say things like that and get away with it. And then they spun it and said, because of all the hateful Christians out there that use the Bible, because of all those hateful Christians that use the Bible as a weapon. That, you know, they're allowed to say what they want to say. You know, they're allowed to. Well, I agree you're allowed to say what you want to say, but so am I. See, that's the way it's supposed to work in a free society. But they openly admit what we've already said for years. You go back and listen to my sermons that I've preached for years on that agenda, and you will see that I told you that's exactly what they were doing. Like, that was their plan. That was their plan with adoption. That was their plan with indoctrination in public schools. That was their plan all along. That's what they wanted to do. That's what they planned on doing, right? So it shouldn't be any surprise that they find they're so bold and brassy that they just admit it now. Like they just admit it. Like this is what our plans are, this is what our ideas are, this is what we're gonna do. This is what we've been doing. See, this is why they go after young, impressionable minds. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, it's true. So Satan knows that principle too. So what does he do? Goes after the youth. Gets them young. I'm amazed. I was talking to somebody from our church, and this lady was taking her children for a ride and pushing her kids in the stroller, right? And they were at a park, and this little child came up to them, looked at the baby and said, "Oh, what's your baby, a boy or a girl?" And the mother responded, "A girl." And then like 10 minutes later, this child that was confused about what gender it was said, "Well, how do you know the baby's a boy or a girl? Don't you have to wait until the baby gets old enough to tell you what it is?" Wow. So think about that for a second. That child is being taught to ignore reality completely. To ignore reality completely, right? That's what that child's taught to do. Ignore reality. And whatever you think is real, is real. That's dangerous. That's dangerous on so many levels. Yet, they want to outlaw the Bible. Yet, they want to outlaw the teaching of the Bible. That old archaic book that's being used as a weapon. Oh, you bet it's a weapon. It is a weapon. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, to the pulling down of the strongholds. You bet it is a weapon. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Right? It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Gets into the joints and the marrow. Gets in between there, right? Digs in real deep. It is a weapon. It's my number one weapon. My second weapon is all prayer, part of the armor of God. That's the other offensive weapon, is prayer. So, yeah, we do use the Bible as a weapon. Of course we do. And Satan knows that. That's why he hates that weapon. And that's why these emissaries of Satan hate that weapon. Right? They hate it because it's truth. And these falsehoods cannot stand in the light of truth. Romans chapter 1 tells us that they would be given over to their own depravity and madness. And that's what's happening in society today. They are given over to their own depravity, right? They're given over to their own depravity. And their own madness. That's what's happened. Absolutely. You bet. Given over to it. That's what's happened. Look at them. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They were vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. They turned the image of God into what? Four-footed beasts. And they worshiped and served the creature more than the creator who is God blessed forever. Amen. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. It's what's happening now in front of us right now as we speak. We're watching it happen. Insanity growing. Absolute insanity. Well, 6-year-old saying that. Well, that baby, someday it'll grow up and it'll tell you what it is. Oh. That's what they're being taught. So the people that scream science the loudest, right? That hate God and that scream science as their religion, ignore simple biology. Simple anatomy and physiology, right? They ignore that completely, right? They ignore it. For their own vain imaginations. Wow, that's what the Bible said they would do. See, you can't have proper science if you ignore the Bible. You cannot. And that's the insanity that these people have now. There's no proper science. I mean, that's not even scientific. What is it? It's their religion. It's what they believe. It's their fairy tale. I can be anything I believe I am. I believe that I believe I'm a cucumber. So then I am a cucumber. And you got to preach to these people that think they're cucumbers, right? You got to preach to these people that think they're anything they want to be. Right? You get to preach to these people. So now you're at a point to where they've left off the scriptures completely and they've went into insanityville. They've left off reason completely and logic completely and they've went completely insane. Right? So now no common sense. No understanding. Foolish heart darkened because of their vanity. That's where we're at with this. So anyway, go back to this San Francisco gay men's choir. What are they doing? They're mocking you. They're mocking Christians and they're telling them we're coming for your kids. And they're saying it's tongue in cheek. It's all a joke. No, it's for real. You said it. Like we know you are. And then like true witches, remember that. I told you it's not the pointy headed people. It's those religious witches. Like true witches, they use manipulation tactics. Just like Jezebel did, same spirit. Same witchcraft, same sorcery. What do? They twist it around. It's you Christians that are the bad people. You Christians, you're the terrible people. You're the really bad people, and you hate everybody. But we love everybody. You don't love everybody. You don't love nobody. You only love yourself. You can't even stand the skin that you're in. You hate the skin that you're in. You hate it. You hate your own skin, like you loathe it so much. So they twist it around and they say, oh, it's you Christians that are intolerable. You've been pushing intolerance and hate forever. So therefore, we can come after your kids. That's what they're saying. And then they do it in a way to laugh about it. When you get fired up about it, what do? When you get fired up about it, they say you're the mean people. And they sit back and they twist it. They twist it then, right? They twist it in order to make it look like you're the crazy one. That's what witches do. That's what they do. Those are the real sorcerers. Look in Revelation chapter. Let's go to, well, I can't go there because I got a phone and, well, I have my Bible. Well, actually, I have my Bible right here. I was just doing my devotions this morning and I happened to hit, whoops, I look like Donald Trump. I put it backwards. I have my Bible right here. What do we find in Revelation? Is it 18? Right? Their sorceries and their witchcrafts. Right? The Bible talks about their sorceries and their witchcrafts and what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. It's getting hot in here. I need a breeze. Their witchcraft and their sorceries and exactly how they're going to do it. And what do we have tied up in the end times? Sorcery, fornication, right? Their witchcrafts, they would not repent of. And what do we have? What sodomites fall under? Fornication. Homosexuality falls under fornication. All of those things. Right? All of those things fall under fornication, pornea, you know, pornography, whatever it is, all of it's there. That same word. So if you look at that, that's exactly what these people are doing. And they're witches. And you're the bad one. I've seen this spirit with Antichrist people that are absolute Antichrist. They are completely religious. Vain religion, right? That's who they are. Anyway, so you're seeing it. They're admitting it. We told you so, right? We know. Like, we don't doubt it. We believe you when you say you're going to do that. Like, we believe you. Now, I should give you an update on some things. What if I do a separate video on an update on some things? But anyway, we did get my house sold. My parents' house sold. Bought another house. And we're still moving into it. We got our stuff here on the property. And we're moving into it. We're getting moved in. So, everything's crazy. We've been blessed greatly. But I will keep it a undisclosed location, obviously, because I have a lot of crazy people that don't need to know where I live. Anyway, but the Lord has blessed greatly. God gave us the home above and beyond anything we could ever ask or think. The Lord allowed us to make some good money on our house that we bought when the market was super low years ago, when there was an Obama reception. And did I say reception? I meant recession. My brains aren't working yet. Recession. And we were able to buy really super low, and we were able to sell pretty high. So the Lord allowed us to be able, get this, God allowed me to pay my truck off, to pay my van off, and to put a substantial down payment down on the home that my parents and I share together, and my family, obviously, that we share together, so we can take care of them in their older age. And the Lord allowed it, and it's amazing what God allowed us to do. It just absolutely is amazing. So, and we know it's from the Lord because I couldn't have orchestrated it. I couldn't have done it that way. I couldn't have made it happen that way. It had to be the Lord, so we give God the glory for it, and it's absolutely amazing. I hope to take a portion of where I'm at here, of a building that I have here, and I'm going to turn that into a state-of-the-art OPBC Live studio for all my broadcasts and for my office to study in and to work in. And a lot of what I do will be done from home. I'll drive back and forth to the meeting house in Northfield also. But I want to build a studio out here where I'm at in the country and, you know, have that set up to where I can broadcast and I can teach and preach and put many things online, which we will eventually get to our own website because YouTube keeps kicking me off, which is fine, but they do. That's what they do because they're commies. But anyway, but so the Lord has provided richly for us, and we are very grateful for all that God has done. And, you know, it's amazing. The money comes in and it goes out as just as fast as it comes in. But anyway, the Lord allowed us to be able to do all provided for us greatly. And we couldn't have done it ourselves. We couldn't have. It was the Lord that it was many years of prayer and, many answered prayers out there that all of you prayed for us. And we're very grateful for all your prayers. And we're very excited about what God is going to do in the future and how he's going to use this, the property that we do have, and, you know, to be a blessing to others as well. And we're pretty excited about it. So we thank God for all of that. And, you know, we definitely got our work cut out for us because there's things that we have to do. Not so much with the house, but with the other property and getting settled in and all that kind of stuff with the other parts of the property that we need to kind of work on. But it's amazing. And there's some woods out here, which is kind of nice. Not a huge amount, but enough for my children to roam around in and have a good time and play and have a good time and enjoy life. So we're grateful for that. And thank God for all his goodness there. So you pray for us as we continue. I'd like to get back to a normal schedule. I don't know. I'm guessing I'm a few weeks away from that because I've got to get everything set up. We do homeschool year round. So we got to get back into school here pretty soon, but I got to help my wife get things kind of settled here and get everything moved in its proper place and working in its proper order and all that good stuff. So we can get back into school and, you know, get things rolling there. And then I'll be able to be more comfortable to get back into what God has for me to do, which is to minister unto the church and minister unto all of you out there. So we definitely have a lot of room and a lot of space and all that good stuff. So we are definitely blessed by that for sure. So you pray for us as we continue to figure all that out and go through everything like that. We're excited about that. It is fun times, and maybe we'll get some chickens sometime. That'll be fun. We'll start out with something small like chickens, and then we'll go from there. But and we'll see how that works. But we look forward to it, and we know the Lord will take care of us and continue to meet our needs. And you pray for us about all that. Pray for us about getting back to broadcast and things. There's sermons that I still want to get online. I just put a new one online. Is the Gospel Seditious and a Danger to Government? You should listen to that one. And if you haven't listened to that one yet, I'll probably do more truck talks because they're quicker and I can do more of them, but listen to some of those. And let's see. We have other sermons. sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. If you go there, you can hear live sermons on Sunday morning at 11, around 11 a.m. Central Time. You can hear, we broadcast the sermon live on Sunday morning. And Sunday afternoon, usually around 4 p.m. Central Time. Usually we broadcast the afternoon. This week I'm going to be teaching out of the book of Mark instead of Baptist history this week. Lord willing, I'm going to be teaching that. Stephen, the audio got messed up because my batteries went dead. So that's why the end of that, the audio got muffled. The batteries went dead. So that's what happened. And hopefully, Lord willing, that won't happen again. But I could build you a tree stand. You could do tree talks. Maybe so. Maybe so. Or I have a gator. Maybe I could do gator talks. Wouldn't that be fun? Gator talks. On the back of my John Deere gator, or from my John Deere gator. That'd be kind of funny, wouldn't it? That's funny. Then all the people from Florida would tune in and be like, what's he talking about? Gator talks. That'd be kind of funny, wouldn't it? Or tractor talks, because I have a tractor too. Actually, I have, yeah. Yeah, that'd be funny. I have equipment I don't know how to use yet. I gotta figure out how to use it all. Yeah, that'll be interesting, but I'll figure out how to use it sometime here. I do know how to use the gator though. I had fun doing that. I went down the woods with the gator. That was kind of fun. I took my wife on this trail down the trail, and ran over a bunch of stuff and went through a bunch of stuff on the gator. It was kind of funny. So anyway, and then the kids, of course, they love it. They're going crazy with it. And the weather's so beautiful. It's like, I mean, right now it's like 65 degrees out here. It's just perfect. So nice and cool and all that good stuff. So praise the Lord for that. But I haven't had time to do a whole lot of stuff because I'm still moving in, getting stuff settled in, trying to get stuff organized. Moving, let's see, there's 11 of us. 11 of us in 2 households. Lots of stuff. And it is so absolutely beautiful here at night. Maybe I'll shoot a video at night. You can see the stars. And it's just unbelievable. Absolutely, unbelievably beautiful out here at night. Quiet, and the stars, you can see the Milky Way, you can see a lot. It's unbelievable. Very peaceful, very quiet, and yes, fun but hectic right now, Teresa, that's right. Sometime it'll kind of slow down and level out, right? But anyway, I'm not complaining. I have tried not to complain about anything that, you know, doesn't go right or goes wrong or anything else, but just trust the Lord and be thankful to God for everything and even the hard things and all that stuff, and just trust the Lord through it. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're continuing to rejoice in all that. Now, you pray for us Saturday. We're supposed to go preaching Saturday night, Saturday afternoon towards evening, tomorrow night. And somebody asked me where did I move to? Out to the country. That's where I moved to. We're supposed to go preaching Saturday night, a bunch of guys. So we are supposed to go to some concert, country western concert, and preach outside of that in a nearby town. So we'll see how that goes. You pray for us, the Lord would allow that all would go well, and that people would hear the gospel, and they'd be saved by the grace of God, have their sins forgiven by Jesus Christ, be washed in the blood, and receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, and live a life for Christ. So that's the goal, is to preach the word to them, right? And so you pray for us as we preach to them and hand out gospel tracts and preach the word of God. So, and anyway, so you pray for us as we do that. And maybe we'll do an update video. I might do a video out on the street at the concert, outside of the concert tomorrow. And I'll let you know if I forget who the concert is. It really doesn't matter, but we're just happy there's some events that we can go hand out gospel tracts and preach the gospel to people, and pray that they get saved and plant seeds. The sower went forth to sow and to sow seeds everywhere, right? So that's the goal. Anyway, God bless you all. If you want to give to our ministry, you can. You can PayPal us, salvationpreacher@gmail.com, or pastorcooley@icloud.com, or I think it's called Apple Pay. That's another way that people have given to our ministry. Or you can mail us something. You can find all that information at sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Go there. We appreciate it. We appreciate you thinking about our church and thinking about our ministry. And lots of good things ahead, Lord willing. Lots of good plans ahead. So pray for us as we press on and evangelize the lost and preach the gospel and edify the saints. Amen. All right. God bless you all. Take care. Have a good day.